It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, good morning, Roy Dave. We're going to be spending a lot of time talking about your kids' favorite subject, back to school.
It is the one they are most interested in right now. Dad, when are we going back? Are we going back? We got a great conversation prepared for you. It's 9:05. Let's jump right into it. It is time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
We're also going to be talking about this. A lot of chatter and pressure about a statewide mask mandate. I'll get on board with that for sure. My question is, will Governor Herbert get on board with it too?
And the governor loves masks. He can't hold a press conference without talking about masks. He loves masks. I'm on board with masks. Just not sure I'm on board with the mask mandate.
Countdown to...
A petition to change the name of Bountiful High School's mascot has gained hundreds of signatures. We're going to have a live interview with the woman who started the petition. She's a graduate of Bountiful High School. Also, the mayor of the city is now apologizing over his initial comments. And my thought is, if a mascot is offensive to anyone, it's not time to study a change. It's time to make the change, Dave.
And I look at it as if the standard is every single person agrees, then we're never going to meet that criteria. We will never, ever meet that criteria. In fact, we can't even agree that peanut butter chocolate ice cream is the best ice cream. And that is the most obvious thing in the world.
Launch countdown one.
Oh, he said it in all caps. He tweeted it in all caps. Schools must open in the fall. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And guessed it, that's President Trump's tweet. I want to hear from those who'll be on the front lines in the classroom. Our teachers, are they okay with schools reopening in the fall, Dave?
And I think we've seen some numbers that teachers are excited. They're excited to go back. There are some that are terrified of it. We have to find this balance. But the idea, the goal of opening this fall, it has to be the goal. I love that goal.
Dave and Genevieve.
The launch.
Commence.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We begin with an all-out push by President Trump and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to get kids back in school. And they don't want kids back in school part-time. They want kids back in school full-time. Here's what the president said.
We're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools, to get them open. And it's very important. It's very important for our country. It's very important for the well-being of the student and the parents. So we're going to be putting a lot of pressure on open your schools in the fall.
And I can tell you, President, our school districts in the state, we're two steps ahead of you on this. We've got the plans. They're ready to go. Although my co-host doesn't think much of the plan, we're going to hear more from Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on her...
I did not disconnect Dave's microphone, I promise, in that moment. Yep, that's right. Dave's right. I was not pleased to hear Jordan School District's plan. That's really the only plan I've heard, though. Bring back kids 4 of the 5 days.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And then deep clean the school on Fridays. I gave that plan a D yesterday. You're absolutely right. Because to me, lopping off one day... Packing kids in the classroom 4 days didn't sound like much of a pandemic safety plan to me. It sounded like kind of like a pre-pandemic plan they were already doing. So we don't know what Donald Trump or the education secretary thinks of Jordan District's plan specifically. Certainly they didn't weigh in on that. But here's what she said from the White House yesterday.
This is the time to reopen schools, to rethink school, to be more nimble, more agile, more responsive to students' needs in a 21st century changing world. This moment demands actions, not excuse-making or fear-mongering.
And I don't have any problem with what she just said. We should approach not just this goal, but all goals with a whatever it takes attitude. This is often where the great innovation is born. Let's not make it political. Let's just get the most creative solutions possible. I think there's a way to do everything. We just have to think outside of the box sometimes, and we have a real hard time doing that.
And I can't help but think of this, Dave. 56 ICUs in Florida filled up. Georgia, what, 100,000 cases there. Last week, 50,000 cases a day. Something like that across the United States. I'm looking at the ticker right now. We've had, what, we're approaching 3 million cases of COVID-19 in the United States. She kind of reminds me of my not-so-favorite first-grade teacher who walked around and slapped us all with a fly swatter anytime we were out of turn. That's what she sounded like to me. You will do this. You will open up at the local level, no matter what. So enter former Utah school teacher, Lily Eskelson Garcia. She was once head of the Utah Education Association. Know Lily quite well. I interviewed her many, many times when I was on Capitol Hill covering the legislature. Now she's head of the National Education Association. She hit the airwaves on CNN last night with her hot take, stepping up for teachers and calling out the president. This is a long clip from the interview that she did last night on CNN, Dave.
Please, under no circumstances, take medical advice from Donald Trump or Betsy DeVos, especially when it comes to the health of your children. I had 39 sixth graders one year in my tiny little classroom with one window. That was not healthy before the pandemic. And what I hear President of the United States saying is just open the doors, crowd those kids back in there. My classroom was a germ factory. I knew that I was going to catch someone's cold every year. This is different. This is a virus that kills people. And Donald Trump and Betsy DeVos are making a mockery of the danger that they would be in if you rush to this, if you do it wrong. There is no infectious disease expert, and that includes those pediatricians that said we have to consider the mental health of children. Of course we do, but they didn't say at the expense of their physical health, and they didn't say that you should do it under all circumstances. They said when it's safe and where it's safe. Yes. And it's just absolutely mind-boggling to me to have Donald Trump have this press conference, this publicity stunt about saying, I'm going to use my bully pulpit, and he does mean bully, to pressure people to do something before it's safe.
That, she makes some very good points. She makes some very, very good points. We should not just be blind to danger. I understand that. But there is a real political element to this. President Trump did not sign an executive order. He didn't mandate it. He's not forcing. He's putting pressure. And there's nothing wrong with saying, listen, school districts, be creative, be safe, think outside the box. This was a strong suggestion, and it should be a strong suggestion. We should do everything possible. And then once we've exhausted that, if it's still not safe, then we already know how to shut everything down.
When I listened to a former Utah school teacher and now president of the National Education Association, which, by the way, is 3 million teachers strong, Lily Eskelson Garcia, talk on CNN last night, it made me wonder how included have teachers been in the decision? We know a lot of them are going to be required to wear masks. But what about the students? Students aren't going to be required to keep the mask on. Let's listen to a little bit more from what Education Secretary DeVos said.
It's not a question of if, it's just a question of how.
It sounds like it's being shoved down teachers' throats no matter what, and we just received a statement from the Utah Education Association. That's the local union for school teachers here in the state of Utah. They say they are telling us that many teachers are very concerned that current plans being presented by school districts do not go far enough in protecting students and educators.